This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie Dalton, and with me today is Neil Edgler. Hello, sir.
Sir? Very unusual. You don't usually call me Sir, Jackie.
No, I don't usually. I usually call you Neil, don't I?
Yes, you do.
And that's because we're colleagues and the way we interact in the office is pretty informal, really. It's quite relaxed. We just use each other's first names. And the reason I call you Sir is because the topic of today's programme is formality or lack of formality at work. So do you work somewhere where you can behave in a relaxed way around colleagues, or do you have to be very polite and maybe a bit distant? Is there a dress code?
Yes, a dress code is the rules for what you should wear in a certain situation. So if a restaurant has a no jeans policy or dress code, it means you have to wear smart trousers. You're not allowed in if you wear jeans.
Well, in a moment, we'll be talking a bit about things have changed for us here. But first, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
A survey was carried out in Britain into dress codes at work. And I'd like you to guess what percentage of people said they'd prefer to be given a precise dress code. In other words, would prefer to be told what kind of clothes they should wear. Was it 5%, 23% or 85%?
Well, I don't think people like being told what to wear, so I'm going to say 5%.
OK, well, we'll find out at the end of the programme whether your answer was correct. Would you say the BBC World Service is a fairly formal place to work?
It's quite a serious place, but it's certainly not formal. People wear pretty much what they want to wear.
And most people are on first-name terms, aren't they?
Yes, they are. That means that they don't call each other Mr. Smith or Mrs. Jones. They call each other Brian and Keith.
Walking around here most of the time, people you see look pretty casual, don't they?
Yes, casual means the opposite of formal. It's another way of saying informal.
Well, it wasn't always so. Carrie has been around at the BBC for nearly 30 years, and things used to be quite different when she joined. How would she have to address her boss?
When I started in the BBC, my boss was very formal. He wore a suit and tie every day to work, and you had to call him Mr., so he was Mr. Bowman. I wouldn't have dreamt of calling him Eric, which was his first name. On the other hand, he didn't actually call us by Miss or Mrs. We were called by our first name because we were his underlings, we were his staff, but the boss was always called Mr. or Mrs., but on actually most occasions it would have been a Mr.
Did you get that? She had to call her boss Mr., so they certainly weren't on first name terms. Well, Carrie also had to face even stricter rules after that. What did she have to do?
A couple of years after I started at the BBC, I moved to a different department, and there was a lady in that department who ran an office with about 6 or 7 staff in it, and the staff had to ask permission if they wanted to go to the toilet. They weren't allowed to just leave the office. And in fact, she timed them sometimes too and decided if they were too long in the toilet.
Carrie had to ask permission to go to the toilet.
Yeah, to ask permission means to ask if you can do something, if it's allowed.
Yes, and in our office we don't have that kind of regime anymore, do we? We don't have to ask permission if we want to leave the room for a while.
No, we can do pretty much what we want to do as long as we finish our work.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Well, we're quite lucky sitting here in our jeans or corduroys, because there was a time when that would have been out of the question. Listen to Carrie again. What did newsreaders at the BBC used to have to wear while they were presenting?
Long, long before I joined, the newsreaders, which at that stage would have been on radio rather than on television, had to wear dinner jackets to read the news, even though nobody could see them.
Neil, they had to wear dinner jackets, even when they were on radio and no one could see them.
Yes, a dinner jacket's that very formal style of suit that people wear when they go out to a formal event, for example at the Oscars or something like that. It's that black jacket, black trousers and a bow tie. This kind of suit is often called a tuxedo as well.
A few decades ago in some workplaces in Britain, this concept of dress down Fridays was introduced.
Dress down Friday means that during the rest of the week you wear quite smart clothes, maybe a shirt and tie, possibly a suit. And on a Friday, you can come in your jeans, T-shirt, whatever you want. You dress down. It's less formal.
Well, let's have a quick reminder of some of the vocabulary that we've looked at. We've had casual, which also means the same as informal. We've had formal, which means the opposite.
first name terms, which means being able to call somebody by their first name and not Mr. something.
We have dress codes, which is the rules about what you should wear. We've had dinner jacket, which, Neil, you just explained, a certain formal suit.
And we had to ask permission, which means to ask if you can do something, if it's allowed.
And finally, the answer to this week's tricky question. I asked what percentage of people in Britain said they would prefer to have a precise dress code, and you said 5%, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And you were absolutely wrong. It's 85%, believe it or not, which, well, I find shocking.
That's really disappointing. People have got no imagination.
Exactly. So I can take it from that, Neil, that you prefer to work in a fairly informal environment.
Exactly. I mean, what I'm wearing at the moment is what I wore in bed.
Well, that's all for this week, but do join us again soon for more 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Bye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.